This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it's going to be a rip-roaring blast of a Monday tonight. Let's see what we have here. We have, well, Grandma Vodka with one of the all-time great Grandma Vodka sound bites out there. I'll get to that in just a moment. We have why the society we have now is built on lies and why this is so hard for you and me to wrap our minds around it. We'll talk about that. We have actually great news tonight, and I mean outstanding news tonight. We'll talk about that. We have Medal of Honor Monday. Did I already say that? That's an hour from now. We have Medal of Honor Monday. I'm going to talk to you about Bill Russell, who just died. Rest in peace. Have a little personal story with me and Bill Russell. And something you need to hear, something I need to hear, something we all need to hear. All that is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin, though, here. And I just stay with me for a minute. There's a headline right here. 150,000 New Yorkers are at risk for monkeypox. Officials declare a public health emergency. Okay. Just take that, put that in your back pocket. Okay, 100, that sounds serious. Oh my goodness, 150,000 at risk. It's an emergency. Okay, all right. Dr. Fauci, he went on TV, surprise, surprise, had this to say.
If you're in an indoor congregate setting and you go to the computer and click on the CDC map and you see that the county that you're in is an orange or a red zone, then when you're in a congregate indoor setting, wear a mask.
Okay. All right. Wear a mask. We're about to have a little chat with ourselves. Well, you and me. We have a society now built on lies. Now, that can be and probably is a lot for you to take in. Quite a shock. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. Boot camp, Marine Corps boot camp. You've probably seen the movies or read the books. In case you haven't, just allow me to just update it for you. It's not pleasant. I mean, it might be nowadays. I don't know. It's not pleasant. It's not supposed to be pleasant. It's supposed to be, well, horrific. Their view when you show up at Marine Corps boot camp is you are a slimy, worthless, soft civilian, and they are going to, over the course of the next 3 months, they're going to make you hard. They are going to make you tough. They are going to turn you into a Marine. And it starts immediately when you get there. I know you've probably seen it in case you don't know. Don't worry, this is all going to tie back to the lies. Just bear with me a second. You show up on a bus. It's just you and a bunch of other scared boys. You're all 17, 18, 19 years old. You show up on a bus. The drill instructors storm onto the bus. And they're screaming at you. You can't even really understand what they're saying. And you're running off the bus and you're standing there and you're sitting down and you're shutting up. Well, you're not sitting down. I'm sorry. You're standing on these footprints they have laid out for you. They're marked on the ground, yellow footprints. And you're just standing there while you're being screamed at and shouted at and hurry up and shut up and get on your face. And it's crazy, right? It's crazy. It's madness. And then it's not like it gets better from there. You're not even actually at your boot camp platoon yet when you first get there. You have to basically be processed over the course of the next 2 or 3 days. But that's horrific too. You're not allowed to sleep for about, if I remember right, about 72 hours after you arrive. 48 to 72 hours. I forget what the number was. Just know this. Not only are you being screamed at constantly, this high stress environment, you can't think. There's no time to think. They don't want you to think. You will look down. I remember this like it was yesterday. At one point in time, you're standing because you're never allowed to sit. If you are allowed to sit, they will make you sit uncomfortably in ways that are miserable for you. Frankly, standing's more pleasant. It's just a little form of torture. Like I said, they're trying to make you tougher. I remember standing in a hall. You're standing there. You're not allowed to talk. There's no joking. You're not checking your phone. Ah, what's on Facebook? There's no nothing. And I remember looking down at this tile floor. spotless, right? Because it's the Marines. Everything's. I remember looking down at this tile floor and thinking to myself, I would give anything to be allowed to lay down on that floor and go to sleep. Have you ever lovingly looked at a ice cold tile floor and wanted to lay down on it? I have. And remember, you're still in processing. They're making you eat. You're not allowed to talk while you eat. That's pretty much all boot camp. They're making you drink water. And did I say they ask you to drink water? Is that what I said? I said they make you drink water. What are the stakes of the game? Well, here's the stakes of the game. They will hand you a canteen. They will give you a certain amount of time to finish said canteen. If the canteen is not finished, well, they will shake it. They will find the water that's in it. I watched this happen. It happened right across from me. It was 15 feet away. The two gentlemen chose not to finish their canteens as they were told. They had to go over under supervision and fill the canteens back up to the brim with water. They then had to dump the canteen on their head in front of everybody. They then had to go fill the canteens up with water again, and they had to drink it all right away. Yeah, they were both vomiting in the trash can in the course of about a minute later, they were both vomiting. Now, this is obviously just hold on. This is all going to come back to Fauci and the lies and the society we have in a moment and the monkeypox for New Yorkers and everything. Just stay with me. Stay with me. At the end of that 48, 72 hours, you finally are given a rack, a bunk. You're given a bed. You're given a place to sleep. And you're allowed to lay down. And look, it's not like you're laying down for 8-9 hours of a great night's sleep. They're giving you 4 or 5 hours, but you're allowed to lay down and sleep. That was, you've never felt a bed as comfortable as that one feels at that moment in that crappy little bunk. I remember crawling into my bunk, pulling my blanket up, and right beside me, sobbing. Not a little whimpering. Dude beside me in the rack beside me begins sobbing. Absolutely sobbing. Now, obviously, we're all just like, shut up. Hey, keep it. Shut up. Because you're not allowed to cry either. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed. I want to stress this. You're not allowed to cough. Have you ever been in a situation where you're not allowed to cough? You're not allowed to cough. This is to train you so you don't cough if you're ever waiting in an ambush. You're definitely not allowed to sob. So initially, the response was not, hey, oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay? By us. Our response was, shut up, or we're all going to have to get up again. Turns out, we ended up getting to know that guy over the course of the coming weeks. The reason that guy was sobbing that night was because that guy's upbringing was quite different than most of ours, quite different than mine. I had and have, by the grace of God, a father and mother. You know, I come from a construction family. There was no whining allowed in my house. There was discipline. I was paddled on my rear end for most of my life. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. Real trouble in my house if you screwed something up. My father was and is a rough man. I was ready for boot camp. That gentleman grew up with no father. Because he had no father, now we found this out over the coming weeks, because he had no father, his mother was the kind of overprotective that they make fun of people for in the movies. The kind, you know, wear a helmet in the bathtub kind of overprotective. He wasn't allowed to go outside and play with his friends. He wasn't really allowed to get dirty. If he even had the sniffles, his mother would cuddle him in bed for a week at a time. The kind of kid who breastfed for 15 years. I'm making that up, but you know what I mean. That way overprotected. Why was he sobbing that first night? Because he had been taken from a world that was so drastically different from the world he had, to his credit, thrown himself into. He wanted to break away from that mom, wanted to be a tough guy, join the Marines. But it was such an alternate world than the one he'd ever known. It was simply too much for him, and he broke down emotionally. He just broke. He broke right in front of our eyes. He just broke. Now, what does that have to do with monkeypox and Fauci and the CDC and Joe Biden? What does any of that story have to do with any of that? I will explain exactly what that has to do with all of that in just a moment. Before we get to that, it's summer, summertime. It's freaking hot. I had a staycation with the wife this weekend. Don't worry, I'll tell you about that a little later on with the in the show. There was, of course, there ended up being some stories. I had a staycation with the wife. It was great. And the hotel was decent. Woke up sweating. You know why I woke up sweating? Because I didn't have my Percal sheets from MyPillow. MyPillow has summer sheets. They're called Percal sheets. They're breathable. You don't sit and sweat all night long. And now I'm so used to having these wonderful sheets. The hotel sheets suck. And they have a huge deal on them right now. Queen size sets, normally $89.98. Right now, $39.98. Limited supply. Limited. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. Get your Percal sheets. Or call 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 45 minutes from now. Chris, we can go ahead and take that song and delete it off the old show playlist. That was terrible. Remember, we're going to get to emails. We have, good news for you tonight. We have GOP rising with Hispanics. So it's a great show. But right now, we're telling stories. We're telling stories. I have a few stories I need to tell you tonight. I even have a Bill Russell story. But I just told you a boot camp story about the guy who was sobbing after we'd just gotten there. It was just a world that was different than the only world he'd ever known. And Chris asked me actually during the break. He said that the guy ended up making it. Did he make it? He did. And I credit him for it. He was thrown into a world completely different than the one he'd known for 18 years. And he got through it. And he kept putting one foot in front of the other. And he made it. And he did just fine. He ended up doing just fine. Which brings us to you and to me. You have lived your entire life. I don't care how old you are. Like I said, I know we have 95-year-olds who listen to the show and 5-year-olds who listen to the show. Doesn't matter how old you are. You've lived your life being able to give a certain amount of trust to things that you can never trust again. And that is a huge shock for you. It's a huge shock for me to have to accept we live now in a society built on lies, entirely built on lies. We don't have anybody coming to save us either, and that's a shock too. You've grown up in your life, you've been able to trust your institutions like your doctor, and you're used to having people in government who are genuine patriots who are there to save you. Those days are gone. You live in a country now. This goes way, way, way beyond Democrat politicians. You live in a country now built on lies. Are you going to be able to adjust to the new culture you have never known before and figure out how to think for yourself, find the truth and facts for yourself, and navigate a world built entirely on lies? Or are you going to break down? Are you going to quit? Or even worse, are you going to go along with the lies? Are you going to go along with the fact we're not in a recession?
Well, we're certainly in a transition, and we are seeing slowing as we all would have expected. But I think if you look at the full data and the type of data that NBER looks at, virtually nothing signals that this period in the second quarter is recessionary.
President Biden has said we've entered a new phase in our recovery, focused on achieving steady, stable growth without sacrificing the gains of the last 18 months.
Look at it more broadly at the data, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing is that we are in a transition.
It doesn't seem that the U.S. economy is in recession right now.
Are you able, are you willing to accept that everything you hear now is a lie? Are you willing to accept that this was a lie? Does this hurt you to hear this and know it was a lie and maybe you believed it?
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
That's the two-time COVID-having president with booster shots. That's a lie. But this goes beyond Democrat politicians, like I was trying to explain. Are you willing to accept that your doctor might be lying to you? Oh, it's easy when it's Joe Biden, isn't it? It's easy when it's Grandma Vodka, AOC. Are you willing to accept that you now live in a world, you now live in a country where you most definitely should not trust your doctor until you have vetted your doctor? Have you vetted your doctor? 150,000 New Yorkers at risk for monkeypox. Public health emergency. You ready for a little experiment? Go to your doctor. Call your doctor. Maybe you have a doctor's appointment coming up. Doesn't matter. What kind of doctor is primary care, whatever. Ask your doctor if monkeypox is something you should worry about. See what he says. See what he says. Ask your doctor. Well, you know what? Here's a great example. Ask your doctor if that mask is going to do anything to help you. Because, look, the national doctors are saying things.
If you're in an indoor congregate setting and you go to the computer and click on the CDC map and you see that the county that you're in is an orange or a red zone, then when you're in a congregate indoor setting, wear a mask.
Are you going to ask your doctor whether your mask does anything or not? Are you willing to risk losing your doctor? Because that's going to tell you all you need to know. Ask your doctor if the COVID vaccine will stop you from getting COVID or stop you from spreading coronavirus. Why am I telling you to do these things? Here's the reason why. You're not at any risk for monkeypox unless you're going to... I know this is a family show. Unless you're going to large gatherings of men and doing things you shouldn't be doing. If you're not doing that, then you're not in any risk for monkeypox. If your doctor doesn't say that to you, your doctor's a worthless lying piece of crap and you should walk out the door and never walk back in. The reason I say these things to you is we are stuck in a world built on lies now. That's fine. You didn't build that. I didn't build that. It's not our fault. We have to make adjustments now, and we have to start taking more ownership of our freedom. I played you that Dr. Fauci clip about the masks, and I'm supposed to act like I'm mad at Dr. Fauci. And yes, Dr. Fauci should spend the rest of his miserable life in federal prison. There's no question about that. But the truth is, I'm done being mad at Dr. Fauci. At this point in time, if you still believe your stupid mask does something, you're stupid and you should feel stupid, and it's your fault. Take your mask off your face. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't protect you. It doesn't protect your child. Stop being an idiot. At this point in time, if you still believe you should be going out for your fourth or fifth dose of something, you're stupid. Stop being stupid and start saying no. Start taking ownership of your freedom. Start taking ownership of the freedom in your life. If you're walking into a doctor's office and the doctor's office is telling you you have to wear a mask, your doctor doesn't, what's that saying they love to use? Follow the science. Cancel your appointment. Go find a doctor who actually believes in following the medicine. Just went through this myself recently. Just went through this. Called around. I needed a doctor's appointment. Don't worry, I'm fine. It was just the yearly checkup thing. Called around, made sure I found a doctor that didn't require a mask. I confirmed on the phone they didn't require a mask. Finally, day before the appointment, they call me. We're calling to confirm your appointment. Don't forget to wear your mask. And I said, I'm sorry, what did you just say? They said, don't forget to wear your mask. I said, you said I didn't have to wear a mask. Yes, but we've adjusted our guidelines. I said, cancel my appointment. Boop. Start taking ownership of your freedom and the truth that is out there for you to find, because you are being lied to from every single place you turn. How pervasive are the lies? Oh, it's way more than just New Yorkers should be worried about monkeypox. How pervasive are the lies? Why do you have a society built on lies? Oh, I have a chart sitting in front of me. It'll explain it very well. You want to know why? Hang on.
No, 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 no.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about a half hour from now. Again, start taking ownership of your own freedom. You're not in danger from monkeypox. Stop accepting that you are. You should allow zero of your freedoms to be removed because a bunch of gay people are going to orgies and getting monkeypox. That does not apply to you. Do not allow a single politician or public health official to take away any of your freedom. Coronavirus. Stop putting on your mask. It's stupid. Stop going to doctors who tell you to put on a mask. Stop believing the endless lies. They're endless. Why are they endless? Because let's set aside Biden, even though I have some hilarious Biden sound here in a second and whatnot. Set all that aside. Why do you have a society built on lies? I'm looking at a chart here from Recode. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what that is, but credit to them, Recode. Employee donations by midterm or to midterm candidates by party. Netflix, 99. These are the Democrat percentage. Netflix, 99.6%. Every single night you sit down and turn on Netflix, you are watching programming made entirely by communists. Twitter, 98.7%. Airbnb, 97.8%. Apple, 97.5%. Stripe, Lyft, Google, Salesforce, Facebook, Tesla, eBay, PayPal, Microsoft, all over 90%. I just listed all the movies you watch, the TV you stream, the social media platforms you used. I listed places you rent when you're out of town. Apple, I just listed your computer, almost undoubtedly your phone. Stripe, how you send payments to and fro. Lyft, that's how you get to and fro. Google, they determine what you see on your internet searches. Salesforce, Facebook, Tesla, that electric car you drive. eBay, PayPal, Microsoft, Uber, Hewlett Packard, Intel, Oracle. Why are you drowning in a sea of lies? Because the communists control virtually every single aspect now of our society, and communists lie. They cannot help themselves. When you are pushing a demonic religion of destruction and domination, you lie. That's why you can stand there with a gay STD and tell everybody in New York they're now under some kind of an emergency and they might get it. They don't think for a second to stop telling these lies. Their entire lives are lies. That's why you can still, if you're Dr. Fauci, tell people to wear a mask as if that stupid mask is going to do anything. That's why even if you're a doctor, this person you're about to hear as a doctor and an economist, you can use a bunch of big, smart-sounding words to tell people we're not actually in a recession.
A distinguished professor at the City University of New York's Graduate Center and a longtime columnist for the New York Times.
By the way, it's Paul Krugman, so I shouldn't even call him an economist, but still.
Can we dispense with the recession debate real quick? Are we in a recession, and does the term matter?
No, we aren't, and no, it doesn't. I mean, the
one sentence, that was it, huh?
That was it. It's none of the usual criteria that...
Headline, CDC gave big tech platforms guidance on COVID censorship. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Back when Joe Biden was saying things like this.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
That was a lie. That was factually incorrect. The Center for Disease Control, they were on the phone with Google, Facebook, and others to make sure if you told the truth, if you went out and said, that's not true, yes, you will, they would censor you. Do I need to list the companies again? It's who produces your entertainment. They drive you around. They control your internet searches. They control your medical institutions. They control your universities. They control, gosh, they even control that electric car you drive. They all believe the same communist ideology. Communism only exists in the lying world, and that's why you have to accept that you now live in a world your parents didn't live in. That's why you have to accept, even if you have to take a night to sob about it, that's why you have to accept that you are now in boot camp, Jack, and mommy ain't there to help you out anymore. You have entered into a completely different world. You, me. And look, I'm speaking to myself too. We live in a world completely built on lies now because we have a broken, rotted, corrupt system. What does that mean? Should we lay down and cry? Should we suck our thumb about it? No. It means we have to seek out the truth ourselves, and we have to take ownership of our own freedom, meaning you stop going into that grocery store because they told you to wear a stupid mask. And you think, look, I'll tell you a little quick story. The wife just had a dentist appointment for the boys, for our two sons. Dentist appointment we've been going to, been totally fine. Wife shows up this time. All of a sudden, there's now a sign on the door that says face mask required. Well, she's not putting up with that. We don't even have face masks anymore. She storms in there and says, are you going to make me wear a face mask? Because I'm not wearing a daggone face mask. We'll leave. The lady at the front counter says, no, it's okay. It's okay. Please stay. Wife says, okay. Goes and sits down. Her, our two boys, sit down in the waiting room. I'm not talking about New York City. I'm talking about blood red Texas. Every single other person in that waiting room put on a mask like a good little sheep. That's not acceptable anymore. Even if I gave that to you 2 years ago when they were pushing the fear and the panic and no one knew. Let's say I'm a nice guy, which everyone knows I am, and I gave that to you 2 years ago. Now, if you're still doing stupid things that violate your freedom and your body autonomy, and you're still doing stupid things because they tell you to do it, you are un-American. It is time to start owning your freedom. It is time to start saying no. No, I won't. No, I won't do this. No, I won't put that on my body. No, I won't put that on my body. No, I won't. I'll go somewhere else. No, 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 no. The answer is no. Mass noncompliance by a country that actually appreciates freedom is the only daggone chance we have. And I don't tell you that now because of where we are. I tell you that because of what these people are planning. You do understand when I warn of the biggest genocide in human history that I'm not being over the top for radio. They're actually being quite forward about what they want. And this is not happening 10 years down the road. This is about to happen right now. And if you are going to continue to do what you're told by the people in charge because you want to live in this world of the past where you could actually trust your institutions, then you're leading us to the slaughter just like they are. I'm sorry. I know that's hard to hear. And frankly, that's a crappy situation. That sucks. That genuinely sucks. That we have to live in a world, that you have to live in the world, that I have to live in the world where I have to go vet my own doctor? You're supposed to be the smart guy that cares about everyone. You went to school for 9,000 years. I'm supposed to go sit in there because I'm a dumb oaf and I'm supposed to be able to trust what you say. But I can't anymore, and neither can you. In fact, we have an obligation as free citizens to say no. Doctor, I have a child. Should this child get the COVID quote vaccination? The way the doctor answers that question should determine whether you ever walk in that doctor's office again. Sorry if that makes you uncomfortable. That's a fact. You own your own health now. That's why I tell you about Chalk so much. Own your own health now. Your doctor is less trustworthy now than he ever was before. You own your own health. Let's all get healthier. Let's go, fellas, go get a male vitality stack right now from Chalk. Ladies, go get a female vitality stack. Get the lit powder. I love this lit powder. You got to get this stuff. It's just packed full of nutrients, and we're talking natural herbal supplements because guess what? You need to go to the doctor now less than you ever have before, and guys, you're not going to do it if you're a low-T man boober. Go to Chalk.com, Chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. It's not even a specific thing. The whole store. Go. Male vitality stack. 20% increase in testosterone in 90 days. That's absurd. Ladies, female vitality stack. Get strong. It's our job to be personally strong because we have a broken system based on lies around us. Oh, about the mass genocide thing. Would you like me to elaborate further? I won't. I'll allow one of the leaders of it to elaborate. Wait till you hear this. Next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it's a Medal of Honor Monday, and I got a little fired up. I mean, I didn't get as fired up as Nancy Pelosi apparently is for her trip to Taiwan. Don't worry, I'll get to this genocide piece of audio here in a moment. I thought it was funny. John Kirby is asked about Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. Should she go? Shouldn't she go? China's threatening to shoot her down.
If the policy hasn't changed, then why was the speaker being urged not to go?
I don't know that she was urged not to go. Who urged her not to go?
The president said on August 20th that the military doesn't think it's a good idea for her to go.
The speaker makes her own decisions. What we did was provide...
By the way, you got to love that. Who urged her not to go? The president urged her not to go. Well, she makes her own decisions.
Either context, analysis, facts, information, so that she can make the best decision possible for every stop, for every overseas travel. And again, I'm not going to get ahead of her or her staff here with respect to.
And I got to say, I rarely say this. I have the utmost respect for Nancy Pelosi. You know why? Because she decided I'm going to Taiwan anyway. And you know what? Sure, they might shoot me down, but if I've got to go out, I'm not going out sober.
We're sending stuff over to the Senate. Well, it's most of the product that we've done is, except now we may have added in the last day or so, and some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing. Bernie doesn't like hearing. Excuse me, Bernie loves hearing. Manchin doesn't want hearing in the bill and all that stuff. So some is Senate oriented, and then we have the family medical need. We figured if they're putting things in, then we can put something in, even if Manchin doesn't like it. So we are getting some bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill.
This goes on for 50 more minutes. By the way, fellas, 50 more seconds. Fellas, can we find the, I don't know who put the stupid music in there. Find that without the stupid music so we can understand what she's doing.
Bird ball, it's important. You have to take it out. But
anyway, Nancy Pelosi hit the sauce early today, and she's ready for Taiwan, baby. All right. It is, well, have you been motivated to buy an emergency food supply yet? When I get done playing this Bill Gates audio for you, I promise you will. This goes on a little long, but you know how I told you the biggest genocide in human history is right here at our doorstep? It's not 10 years from now. It's about to happen right now. I want you to sit back and listen. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to listen to the largest owner of farmland in America. I want you to listen to the man who was so close with Jeffrey Epstein. His wife divorced him over it. I want you to listen to the man who's been pushing the vaccines on you endlessly. I want you to listen to Mr. Bill Gates.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling.
Just a heads up, when he's talking about tons and whatnot, he's talking about CO2. What you're currently breathing out right now, I want you to understand that's CO2. All right, he's talking about you.
Falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be...
What's to get what you're breathing out to zero, by the way? Just keep that in the back of your mind.
...be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one.
Just pause here again. What are the causes of that CO2? What are the causes of the thing that's destroying the earth? Well, the people, the services, that's everything you use in your life. So not only are you the cause, the things you use are the cause, and the energy is the cause. Just listen.
One of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's...
So the people or the services or the energy are going to get near to zero. Let's see. Just trying to calculate how many billions dead we're talking about here. Anyway, I'll let him continue.
Back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Hold on. Let me pull out my calculator, because I would have sworn at the end he said we are heading towards 9 billion people, but if we do a great job on vaccines, if we do a great job on vaccines and reproductive health care, that we should be able to lower that by 10 to 15%. Now, hang on. Just walk through me here. Just pulled out my phone. I need the calculator because I'm really stupid. Nine. How many zeros are we talking about here? That's nine, I believe. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay. No, that's 900. That's okay. Nine. Okay. 9 billion. What's 10% of 9 billion? You want to do this with me? 10% of 9 billion is anyone? Anyone? Anyone with me? Anyone with me? Now do you believe? Now do you know? Who's been telling you we're talking about a death count in the billions? Now that alone's 900 billion. That was just 10 or 900 million. That alone is just that alone is 10%. If it's 15%, it's well north of that. That adds another, let's see, carry the one, another 450 million dead to it. We're now well north of a billion, about one and a half billion people. And that was Bill Gates explaining very clearly that we need to use vaccines and reproductive rights and health care to reduce the population of the earth. Oh, and by the way, that human being there might be the most influential voice in the world today with world leadership. Have you gotten a hold of My Patriot Supply yet? Do you think it might be a good idea right now to have some sort of emergency food kit in your home? These people are in charge and they're trying to depopulate the earth, and they're so confident they're going to be able to, they stand up on stage on videotape and announce their intention to wipe out north of 1 billion people. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll get you a 4-week kit, $50 off your order. 4-week kit, 4-week emergency food supply, $50 off your order. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That is because, look, I recommend 3 months, and I still recommend 3 months. Money doesn't grow on trees. At least get 4 weeks, right? If you can't do the 3 months, fine. Do 4 weeks. Preparewithjessekelly.com. $50 off each 4-week order. I'd recommend 3 months. These people are trying to murder us, and they're trying to murder us right now because they view us as being terrible for the planet. They view us as the mass murderers. They think they have to kill north of a billion of us in order to save the planet. That's the scariest thing. It's not that these people want to commit the biggest genocide in human history. It's that they, like all other genocidal maniacs, Hitler, Mao, Stalin, they think they're the good guys and we're the bad guys. Scared? You should be. You daggone well should be. And I have more on this, but we're going to pause all this. And we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday and feel good. Hang on.
And I won't back down. This is an iHeart podcast.